that many different kinds of fowl?
Well, all depended on, lots of them had turkeys, geese, guineas, ducks, all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Most of them did, not all of them, but most of them did.
Well, what did you call these wooden things that farmers sent their hens to market in, you know?
You mean them old coops?
Oh, yeah. Those things you see stacked up on these chicken trucks?
Yeah, them old chicken coops.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you fry a chicken, isn't there usually a piece that the kids like to get so they can pull on it? One get one end and one the other?
Well, you're talking about the old pulley bone.
Yeah.
What you talking about?
What's supposed to happen there?
Well, I've heard so many different sayings about that. Heard the saying that two girls pull the one that gets the shortest piece, she'll get married first to the bone. And one that gets the longest piece, set it over the door, they'll catch the first man that comes along and all such stuff as that. Mm. All kinds of remarks of that kind, yeah.
I see. Well, have you ever heard any particular names for the inside parts of a hog that you could eat? You know, like the liver or the gizzard or the heart and all that?
Yeah, they call the entrails the chitlins.
The chitlins. Yeah.
You ever hear of that before?
I sure have. I've eaten some before, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, they call them the chitlins. Mm-hmm. They're good. You take them and clean them out and fix them like they ought to be. They're mm-hmm. good.
Is that really a hog intestine?
Yeah.
That's what it is?
Yeah, that's a hog intestine, that chitlin is. Mm-hmm. That's right. It's the genuine old hog intestine.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of people taking those intestines and cleaning them out and using them for casings for sausage?
Sure, I've done that a many times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen people do that ever since I was big enough to notice things. And then after I got big enough, well, I've done it too.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaned them out, made casings for sausage. And as a rule, you always made more sausage than you had casings for. Open the hog. If it was a big hog, you have to buy a box of casings.
I see.
From the meat market.
Mm-hmm.
Some stores sold them at that. Meat counters. You know.
Let me ask you about this expression. Say if a farmer long toward the end of the day heard his cows start to mooing and all, and they must have been hungry, he might say, well, I didn't know it was so late. It's right on to
quitting time.
Uh-huh.
Or feeding time.
About what time of day was that?
Well, just to tell you the truth, man, I had no set time. Most people, they quit about sundown.
Mm-hmm.
All depending on the time of the year, about what time sundown is, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Most of the time I plowed, if I needed to plow, I plowed till dark stopped me. And then done all that work after that.
Mm-hmm.
But most people quit about sundown.
Right.
Done that work.
Right. Have you ever heard a farmer call to his cows to get them to come up from the pasture?
Oh yeah, I've called them many times. It all depends on how you want to call them and train them to it.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them you can train them just called Sioux cow, loud and long.
Mm-hmm.
They'll come. Some of them you just holler, hooey,
mm-hmm.
hooey, to them, loud and long.
They come on in?
Yeah, they'll come on in. Sioux cow. various ways of calling them.
Uh-huh. Would you call the same thing to a calf?
Oh, we call it cash, okay, it's okay, it's
okay.
Yeah. What have you done now?
Mm-hmm. Well, say if you were plowing with mules, would you say anything to them to get them to turn?
You mean to go and plow?
Yeah, if you wanted them to turn left or turn right.
Yeah, well, most time, well, I just said G or haul and then turn left. Now right was G and haul was left.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'd say. But you get a good pair of mules and get them trained good, and you get started plying up and down the road in the field. If they like to ought to be, you don't have to say a word to them. When you come to the end, they just turn around and take the next road. They're probably trained.